Welcome to another one of my tutorials. I seem to have a text box at the bottom of the screen now. I'll play with it later to get rid of it, but right now it's not that much of a hindrance to me. So this tutorial is going to be covering how to make icons, no doubt, as the title suggests. New image, 32 by 32. That's the standard Windows icon size. And since my secondary color is black, it came out black. And you can always adjust these so that they're sitting on transparency, but for now I'll just leave mine white. And I'm going to be making a spherical icon today because I really like that glassy sphere look. In fact, I'm planning to make like a whole icon theme on my desktop that's just all spheres. Okay, so we're going to apply a blue gradient. Always go light to dark. Whoops. Okay. Then we need the radial. Too off-centered. Still too off-centered. That's better. Not big enough, though. Off-centered. That's better. Okay, then we're gonna add a reflection or a highlight. Bigger. Oops, I'm still on radio. That's good. And then we're going to add some text in the middle. So this is what our icon looks like right so far in the background. It looks very glassy, like a nice sphere. And we're going to do some white text, maybe size 10. And I'm just going to put MC. And because GIMP auto does this thing around the edges where it shades, it will look like it's glowing. But we are actually going to add a glow effect to them. Or you can make them reflect. And you can see how to do that in some of my other tutorials. Almost every tutorial I do, I make reflecting text. It's an addiction. I need help. So we are going to alpha to selection this. Then new layer. And since this is alpha to selection, we're going to go select grow by 1 pixel. And I have a kind of blue-gray color for this. Okay, then you want to go to filters. Actually, first select. Yeah, filters, blur, Gaussian blur. Hold on. I need to select none. Filters, blur, Gaussian blur. Okay. Actually, I think that's the same color as the backdrop, so let's make it a bit more light. Okay. Select none. Filters, blur, Gaussian blur. Oh. And there we go. We have a glowy text, and to save it as an icon, you need to merge all the layers together. Okay, then we save this as a .ico file. Okay, sphere.ico. And just leave it how it is in the default options. Okay, then go properties. Whoops, not properties. New shortcut. Oh, my properties menu is open here. Okay, and we are going to make this a shortcut to my documents. Even though it says my computer, I already have a my computer shortcut, so. Okay, and we will name this my computer. And it won't let you name something of an existing shortcut. So we will name this my computer dot. And then we will not rename. We'll go to properties and change the icon. Then go to where you saved your icon. I saved it as sphere. Okay. Then click OK. And your new icon is right there. So thank you for watching this tutorial.